This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The day that Martin Luther King was assassinated, Robert Kennedy made a speech about King. Just 2 months later, Kennedy was killed by an assassin. On the 30th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's assassination, I spoke with his son, Max. Max was 3 when his father died. When we spoke, he had just edited a collection of his father's speeches. I asked him to read and talk about his father's remarks on the death of Martin Luther King.
My father was scheduled to speak in Indianapolis that evening, and while he was on the plane, he got word that Dr. King had been shot and was going to die. This announcement had not been made public, so it fell to my father to give this terrible news to the people of Indianapolis, and he was scheduled to speak in what was then called the ghetto. And as his escort drove into one of the poorest areas in the city, the police who were escorting him pulled away and refused to drive in. My father's car continued, but the car carrying his speech followed the police officers. So he found himself that night in this very poor area with no speech. And he started by saying, "I have bad news for you. For all of our fellow citizens, and for people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and killed tonight." And at that point on the recording, there's a terrible gasp from the crowd. And then my father picks up again and he says, "Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice for his fellow human beings, and he died because of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it is perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence there evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness, with hatred, and with a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country, in great polarization, black people amongst black, white people amongst white, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend, and to replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that has spread across our land, with an effort to understand with compassion and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and distrust at the injustice of such an act against all white people, I can only say that I feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to go beyond these rather difficult times." And then he quoted from memory his favorite poet, Aeschylus. And he said, "My favorite poet was Aeschylus. He wrote, 'In our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.'" And he finished that speech by asking the people there to go back to their homes and to say a prayer for the family of Martin Luther King, and also to say a prayer for the United States. And the remarkable thing is that that night there were riots across the country. I think there were riots in 186 cities and towns in the United States, and Indianapolis was quiet.
Max Kennedy, recorded in 1998. This is Fresh Air.